Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.
I'd like to say that I didn't write these ideas. I've never tried them. I don't even know what they are. But this is not about dates Farwell has gone on. I just want that to be known. That was Aldean and gonna know we were here. Campbell and Farwell at 8:41 on your Country 106.7 morning.
This is a cheat sheet of dates. Frugal. What word did you want me to use?
Frugal is my favorite.
Frugal, yes. Dates.
So it's a cheat sheet for cheapness.
That are sure to impress,
okay,
the lady in your life.
All right.
Maybe there's a girl you want to ask out this week and you're just, it's not in your budget this week to do like a $200 dinner thing, which is okay.
Wait a minute. Is that supposed to be standard fare for a date now? $200?
Oh, I don't know what standard fare for a date is, I know that if you go to somewhere that like doesn't have a kid's menu and you have a bottle of wine and two entrees, you're looking at about $200 by the time you're done with a tip.
Gotcha.
Don't you think?
I guess. Yeah.
A picnic. Great go-to.
Not bad.
Great go-to. Quaint and easy. Do you, I always mispronounce this word and my friends make fun of me because I make these very well. I just don't know how to say it.
Is sandwiches.
It...
No.
Are you hungry?
Sandwiches.
I call it the Chewbacca board. It's,
charcuterie.
But is it charcuterie?
No, it's charcuterie. I'm pretty sure it's charcuterie.
Now it's a joke, so I call it the Chewbacca board, like with the meat and the cheese and the olives and the pickles.
How can you mispronounce that? You probably invented that.
I know, it's my favorite way to eat. It's very French. So cheese, prosciutto, maybe a bottle of wine. You need a blanket. That's all you need. Put them in a bag. And then that's romance, man.
Go now before it snows.
Yeah.
Winter picnics, not so much.
Winter camping might be nice. What about rooftop movie screening? That's super romantic. So you need the white sheet and then you just do a quick Google search and it shows you how to hang the white sheet and project the movie outside. What? Does that sound hard to you?
Well,
just do it on the side.
I'm
going to
be
building.
On the roof of my bungalow watching a movie.
Well, so I guess somebody else's rooftop. Don't you know anybody that owns those beautiful condos over here?
Hey, Bright Up Block, I'm coming over. Don't you worry.
Okay, fine. So picnic, yes. Rooftop movie screening,
yeah.
New.
Right.
All right. How about this? Did you know you can rent the chocolate fountain and then you can do the chocolate everything? With the fruit and the marshmallows and all of those kind of things, you got to rent yourself a chocolate fountain.
Also, not sure it's going to work in my bungalow, but okay.
Well, it's not it's not like a fountain outside
the
Vatican.
It's just
a mini little chocolate fountain.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, so come on over. We'll Netflix and chill. And by the way, I've got a chocolate fountain over here.
You're chilling is going to get better if you have a chocolate fountain.
Okay.
Think of all the things you can stick in the chocolate fountain.
Oh, my dear. You know what? That's... You remember at 7:40 this morning when
People
Are Crazy was very family friendly?
Well, really? I am not. Why didn't you try it? You never know. Really, that a refined palate enjoys things dipped in chocolate.
I am not going to do that.
You can take things from the
Chewbacca.
What if the chocolate's
hot?
Exactly.
Yikes.
It's like at Dairy Queen, though. You dip it and then it all hardens up. So it's fine.
Oh, there we go. Because there's no problem with that euphemism. It's 8:45. Country 106.7 traffic. You're done. Oh, you're done.
Chocolate fountain.
You're done.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings. Country 106.7.